Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Ken Coleman, a prophet, is delivering this word, and we just heard that other word. But this next word I want you to hear. It's talking about America will shine again. It makes me think about Dutch Sheets and the Plea to Heaven, and how that though we're going through some turbulent times, God's merciful and God's going to bring this third great awakening, as we've been talking about as well. But listen to this word, this fresh word coming from Kim Clement, July the 18th, and talking about America will shine again and what God's dreaming. He begins to speak about what you're hearing God, you're hearing him prophesy. He's saying the Lord is speaking to him about what his thoughts towards America when before she was formed. Listen up.
When I first dreamed about you, America, I heard sounds that I had not heard on the earth. Sounds of the trumpets, the flutes, of a people that celebrated the richness of their wounded land. When I dreamed about you, I dreamed about possessing a people who would defend children, who would defend nations. I dreamed about men who would stand in battlefields and pray. I dreamed about songs that would be written about me, about men who would fight for freedom, who would fight for races, who would fight for equality and for freedom. America, I called you to be my shining light. And now I see a candle that was once on a hill, a lamp being covered. Am I to tolerate this? I indeed am the jealous God. You shall have no other gods before me, was my commandment to Moses. For I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity upon the third and the fourth generation. And yet the blood of my son cries out, mercy, grace, and I hear it. Yes, I will restore you, and this light shall shine in this nation again, as never before, that the world may know who I am.
Amazing. When you're seeing the vision that God has for this nation, this reminds you of our original intent. We've been talking about what is the original intent of this nation, what is the original intent of the church. And when you're seeing this word spoken over the nation, it just revitalizes and reminds you it wasn't men's idea. It wasn't a man's idea. It was a God's idea. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And so when you're seeing this nation take place, and you think things that he had dreamed about when before this nation came to existence, exactly, you know, what had come to pass. But then he's talking about, we had our light covered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been dark. We haven't been light. You know, we've been in darkness. We're supposed to be the city on the hill. Mm-hmm. But then he says, but not because of our goodness, and that's definitely, you know, nothing that we've ever talked about. And I know the Dutch Sheet says, you know, it was not because America's good. I mean, you have a third great awakening because you need a third great awakening. And when you look at the times of things that were going on during the time Billy Graham was called, there was the economic crisis and these things were going on. When you look at the time when Azusa Street, what was taking place, you look at the times that were going on in the 60s with Ken Summerall and all the things that happened during that particular time, Oral Roberts and all those guys. Mm-hmm. But so you're looking at right now, he says, but I see the blood of my son. Mm. And think about that. If you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, this kind of gives you an example of how powerful the blood of Jesus is. I mean, look at the state of this nation. Look at the condition. Look at her condition. Look at the things that she promulgated in the world.
Yeah.
But then look at the church in this nation who's praying and calling out to God and asking God to forgive us and to restore us to our original intent. And God's dream, they're lining up now with what God's word was over this nation and is over this nation. And he sees the blood. He sees his son's sacrifice. And because of the blood of Jesus, because of the goodness and the faithfulness of his son and our faith in his son, God says, she'll shine again. She'll shine again. And it makes me, you know, the first flag over this nation was a flag with, we talked about it, with a cypress tree, I believe, or maybe a cypress
evergreen.
Tree. Evergreen tree, yeah. Which is a tree of covenant with a plea to heaven across the top of it. But the thing about when you make a plea to heaven, as you find out, we talked about Jehoshaphat positioning himself to be able to hear and receive from God, you get a response from heaven.
An appeal to heaven.
And when we get back from this break, you're going to be able to see this because we got more we want to be able to share with you, because he's a direct word for Russia, where Kim is saying specifically that he's prophesying that God's going to pull his spirit for a time away from Russia because of the arrogance and what's going on right now. I was just speaking about the, you know, Dutch Sheets talking about the first flag, and hopefully you'll see the one of me holding it up at the Dream Center. Of an appeal to heaven. That was the first flag that George Washington, that they had when they said, because they're going to have to fight against this huge oppressive government called, you know, England. And they had to stand up for, it just becomes self-evident that they had to stand up for what was right. And that was called the American Revolution. That's where, you know, became a nation. But they did it by making an appeal to heaven. And look what happened. Because they made an appeal to heaven, God responded. So when you're hearing, and it wasn't because our founding fathers were perfect. Everybody had, men are, you know, we're naturally sinful in our state. But God has an idea. God has a dream. God has a vision for a nation. Then it'll come to pass. And so that's an encouraging word, because others are beginning to hear and call out for and make a plea to heaven for a third great awakening. And then you're hearing that a David begin to send, when he says send out Samuel, in other words, prophets begin to go out and look for this next David. But God's going to say, this one here, that's the one. Because you remember when Samuel went, he went to Jesse's house, and they started presenting some folks to him, his other sons, but God didn't say those were the ones. And he said, do you have any other sons? And that was the one. The one you least expected, the one who was not yet prepared, the one who nobody said that he could ever do it. I mean, he was just faithful doing what God had called him to do. And then all of a sudden, bam, you know, he's anointed to be the king, the next king. That's what God had in store. Then he went back to doing what he was doing. But one day, suddenly, you know, the people came up. So this is encouraging. This is very encouraging.
You know, oftentimes men are looking at outward credentials and you know, outward validation, but obviously, God doesn't, you know, he doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called.
Right.
And so he's called a man, you know, and this is a very important time.
You can see right here, this is when I was at the Dream Center and I was holding up Dutch's flag, you know, Dutch's, you want to get these flags, you can go to dutchsheets.org. But this was the first flag that was flown over America. And by the way, God responded, an appeal to heaven. And that tree, the evergreen tree, represents a covenant tree. That's where some of the First Nation folks with General George Washington at that time, you know, they buried some weapons at the base of that, saying, let's bury the hatchet. That's where that comes from. And this particular tree is a tree that was planted at the time of Abraham when he made a covenant with God. And this means covenant. So America was built on, it's based on a covenant with God. And so God's speaking this word, so it lines up then with what Kim is saying, that God is saying through him, prophesying about America. So it's time for us to raise our belief again. Our hope is not in our own works, but our hope is in Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross. And because Jesus is good, because God is good, and because our trust is in the Lord, then we can believe God for a third great awakening and just say, God, let your word come to pass over this nation. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.